Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Last night marked the beginning of the end for Jon Stewart.
17 years is the longest I have ever in my life held a job by 16 years and 5 months. Thank you. The upshot there being, I am a terrible employee. But in my heart, I know it is time for someone else to have that opportunity.
What? The host of Comedy Central's The Daily Show announcing to his audience he will not renew his contract and will leave the program sometime later this year. Pretty shocking, Peter.
Yeah, and then right after that, an announcement came from NBC News President Deborah Turnus that nightly news anchor Brian Williams is suspended from his job for 6 months without pay. For a week now, Williams has been caught up in a controversy after he admitted to misleading viewers about a 2003 incident in Iraq. He told a false story about being in a helicopter that was forced down by enemy fire. NPR's media correspondent David Folkenflik is here to talk with us about the departure, one perhaps temporary, of these two media giants. David, welcome back.
Hey, thanks so much, guys.
Hey, let's start with Jon Stewart, because frankly, it's more fun to talk about. Do we know anything more today about why he decided to leave?
I think he had been signaling that this era would come to a close, his stewardship of the Daily Show. Hard to believe, in fact, that he wasn't the first guy to hold that role. If you remember all the way back in 1990s, Craig Kilborn from ESPN, a wisecracking guy, was the host there. But Stewart really took it in a different direction. I think when Stewart took time off to write and direct his film Rosewater about a journalist who had been imprisoned in Iran based on a very true story, that he was signaling that he had ambitions to do other things, and he's conveyed that in certain interviews. You've seen him also cultivate, you know, a cadre of comedians and of people who do, some of whom do very much what he does in terms of unpacking political rhetoric and the media. That, you know, he seemed to be playing an almost Eminence Grise in a weird way role in this space. So it doesn't come as a total surprise. I think Comedy Central was lucky to have him as long as they did.
It's such an interesting conversion of events, David, because just the night before he excoriated Brian Williams for Brian Williams' falsehoods, or as he said, says misremembering events in Iraq. And then there are other times he's been accused of misrepresenting the news in Katrina, for instance. So Jon Stewart had just done that, which people thought was something of a signal moment. And then the next day, Jon Stewart steps down. It was just comment on that. It was kind of an odd convergence of two stories.
Well, look, there's a couple things. One of the things to note is that in that episode where Jon Stewart went after a guy with whom he's clearly quite friendly, Brian Williams has been on his show quite a lot, Stewart also made the larger point of, you know, this was very damaging to Brian Williams's credibility as anchor, as the lead face of NBC News. And at the same time, this isn't the same as, say, the failings of the press to report and scrutinize the Bush administration's claims of weapons of mass destruction in leading up to the invasion of Iraq. So Williams, you know, was at once the point of his satire, and at the same time, Stewart made a larger point, which was continually what Stewart would do. The convergence that you're talking about is that, you know, obviously Brian Williams loved being on entertainment shows and playing the serious newsman with a wicked sense of humor on places like The Daily Show, on places like David Letterman's show on CBS, on The Tonight Show, slow jamming the news with Jimmy Fallon. And Jon Stewart, you know, over the years has really sharpened his focus and his satiric edge to do something consequential and meaningful, yes, with a left-of-center
newsier
point of view,
yeah,
but nonetheless a meaningful one.
And David, you know, he was so popular with the younger audience. And when I saw this news come over my Twitter feed last night, looked at Facebook, all social media feeds, so many people commenting, well, where in the world am I going to get my news now that Jon Stewart is off the air? What do you think that means now with him leaving?
Well, there are a couple things. First, I'd say that, you know, we are bathing in news right now. We almost can't get away from it in elevators, on our smartphones, in airport planes. You know, it's just all around us. We're getting information all the time. What Stewart did was really provide us a prism through which to look at the news, at how that news was presented and how political actions and rhetoric were presented to the public, not only unpack it, but unravel it in a very distinctive way. And I would say that he's sort of a one of a kind in a generation. But I think you've got to put Stephen Colbert right in there as well, doing it with a slightly different angle, and maybe they're two of a kind for a generation. But neither of them were who we think of them now when they took over the jobs. That is, Jon Stewart wasn't the Jon Stewart we revere or at least respect now. Stephen Colbert was not the wicked, wicked figure, you know, when he took over the Colbert Report and started that 9 years ago. And they evolved into something. So I have the feeling other figures will come along. But what they did was so impressive and so singular that I don't know that they'll be quite replaceable in quite that niche that they serve.
Well, and David Folkenflik, a few seconds here, but do you think Brian Williams can come back?
I think it's very tough. I think NBC's people are taking a quick look at two things. One is, are there any more journalistic transgressions of equal level of what he was found to have done? And secondly, they're going to look closely at the ratings. The substitute host, Lester Holt, if he keeps the ratings up, they may not feel the pressure to bring him back. But if they go down, they may say, you know what, we can forgive a lot as long as we keep in the top-rated newscast.
NPR's media correspondent David Folkenflik on the story that won't go away this week. David, thanks as always.
You bet.